from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello VOI listener, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma, I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Here's the news, first the headlines. Travel and Tourism Readiness Dialogue seeks to increase Indonesia's Tourism Performance Index to the world's top 15. Quality tourism increases foreign tourists' spending while maintaining sustainability. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesia's Tourism Performance Index or Travel Tourism Development Index or TTDI in 2023 was ranked 22nd, or it rose compared to 2021, which was in the 32nd position in the world based on the assessment of the World Economic Forum, WEF. Deputy for Strategic Policy at the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Desi Ruhati, in an online press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, pointed out that this achievement is a mirror of the revival of Indonesian tourism that is inclusive, resilient, and sustainable. However, according to Desi, based on the result of TTDI measurement, there are still several TTDI pillars that need improving. One of these strategic steps is through the International Quality Tourism Conference Forum in Bali, where the Travel and Tourism Readiness Dialogue session will discuss improvement efforts and steps to increase Indonesia's ranking towards the top 15 in the world. From QTC Forum, of course, it is one of the strategic steps to organize a Travel and Tourism Readiness Dialogue and an exclusive meeting session in collaboration with the World Economic Forum and also the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Investment. It is to discuss steps to improve Indonesia's ranking towards the top 15 in the world in the context of opportunities for improvement that Indonesia will certainly get and do for the coming period. Moreover, Desi further explained that the Travel and Tourism Readiness Dialogue is a platform to foster collaboration and communication between national and international stakeholders to improve the performance of Indonesia's tourism sector to realize quality tourism. According to Desi, the result to be achieved from the implementation of the Travel and Tourism Readiness Dialogue is a real collaborative efforts among the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Investment, Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, and the World Economic Forum. It is to identify policy strategies to encourage the improvement of Indonesia's Tourism Performance Index through quality tourism development, so it can strengthen Indonesia's tourism competitiveness in the future. The first International Quality Tourism Conference, IQTC, will be held on August 29 to 30, 2024 in Bali as an effort to strengthen sustainable tourism development in Indonesia. This was conveyed by the Deputy for Tourism and Creative Economy Coordination of the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment of Indonesia, Odo Manuhutu, in an online press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday. He revealed that this conference was the beginning of the comprehensive introduction of quality tourism to local governments, supporting industries, delegates, and neighboring countries in order to build awareness of the importance of quality tourism amid changes in people's behavior. Odo also hopes that with the implementation of quality tourism, foreign tourists visiting Indonesia will spend at least $250 per day while maintaining natural, cultural, and social sustainability. And the final goal is the hope that foreign tourists visiting Indonesia quantitatively spend at least $250 per day, and in terms of behavior, maintain natural, cultural, and social sustainability. Of course, it must be ensured that tourists feel a unique and high-value experience. Moreover, Odo Manuhutu further explained that the principles of quality tourism will be developed in 5 super priority destinations such as Lake Toba, Labuan Bajo, Borobudur, Likupang, and Mandalika. Odo also hopes that in the future, quality tourism will become a common standard for ASEAN countries. Deputy Minister of Health Dante Saxono Harbuono, together with the Center for Health, checked the readiness of monkeypox screening at the international arrival of Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport, Bali. The screening check is related to the upcoming Indonesia-Africa Forum IAF on September 1st to 3rd, 2024. He also said that Mpox screening is very important to ensure that all activities in Bali can run well and there is no Mpox outbreak. Deputy Minister of Health Dante on Wednesday pointed out the Mpox screening flow was carried out starting from the international arrival lane. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Pahala Nugraha Mansuri, stated that the second Indonesian-African Forum IAF in Nusa Dua, Bali from September 1st to 3rd, 2024 is not only related to ideas, but also to real actions that produce results. Pahala Nugraha in Jakarta on Thursday, in a press release of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as reported in for public, conveyed for the private sector and state-owned enterprises, it is estimated that there will be agreement with a value of up to $3.5 billion, or around 58 trillion rupiah. The Minister of Foreign Affairs hopes that this forum will not only discuss plans to build cooperation between Indonesia and Africa, but also produce concrete plans given the great potentials that can be developed between the two. Let's move on to the international news, where Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met in Riyadh on Wednesday European Council President Charles Michel. As reported by ArabNews.com, the meeting discussed relations and ways to enhancing cooperation between the kingdom and the European countries. The official also tackled regional and international development and the efforts made to achieve security and stability in the region and the world. Senior Saudi and European Union officials attended the meeting. High-level U.S. and Chinese officials discussed potential talks between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in the months ahead as the two countries press ahead on stabilizing communication in their increasingly contentious relationship. As quoted by CNN.com, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is wrapping up 3 days of talks with counterparts in Beijing, where he met Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Central Military Commission Vice Chairman General Zhang Yuxia. The first meeting between a U.S. officials and Chinese military figure in that role since 2018. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian citizens in Thailand pop up 36 bazaar tents serving culinary delights and Indonesian handicrafts at the football field of the Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok, Thailand, Saturday. The bazaar was held to celebrate the 79th Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. Indonesian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Thailand, accredited to UNESCAP, Rahmat Budiman, through an official statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok received by Indonesia Window on Sunday, said that the bazaar is one of the most awaited moments by the Indonesian people because it is the most complete with snacks compared to other activities. Ambassador Rahmat further said that the presence of the bazaar, which was visited by around 2,200 Indonesian citizens and friends of Indonesia in Bangkok and its surroundings, will treat the Indonesian citizens' longing for the culinary flavors of the country. The Indonesian culinary specialties that could be enjoyed were like Balinese nasi jingo, ayam betutu, various satay, rawon Surabaya, rendang, fried noodle, ayam geprek, nasi bakar, and nasi liwet. There were also lontong sayur, pecel, pepes, empek-empek, sotomi, coto Makassar, Aceh noodle, gado-gado, and bakso. Indonesian drinks and snacks were also available such as martabak, various cilok, bubur candil, bubur kampiun, es cendol, and es pisang hijau. In addition to food, batik clothes and various Indonesian accessories and handicrafts were also available at the bazaar. Indonesians could also enjoy a variety of entertainment at the Gembira stage, which present various music and dance performances such as Legong Condong Dance, Nusantara Dance, Line Dance, and Pencak Silat. The music was performed by several bands from students of the Indonesian School Bangkok, Indonesian diasporas in Thailand, and performances of angklung, violin, and kolintang. In addition to dance and music, the Indonesian Embassy in Bangkok also launched e-sports services, which receive high appreciation from the Indonesian people who had been waiting for the service. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history with the commemoration of the anniversary of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia every 29th August. The history of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia begins with the establishment of the Central Indonesian National Committee by President Sukarno at the Art Building, Pasar Baru, Jakarta on August 29th, 1945. The date of the formation of the committee is used as the anniversary of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia. The committee was the forerunner of the House of Representatives with 137 members consisting of community leaders from the various groups and regions. The House is one of the highest state institutions in the Indonesian constitutional system that is tasked with representing the voice of the people. We move on to the establishment of PT Inka. PT Industri Kereta Api or PT Inka Persero is the first integrated railway manufacturing state-owned enterprise in Southeast Asia. Formally, PT Inka was established on 18th May 1981. Furthermore, the handover of the railway factory operations by Perusahaan Jawatan Kereta Api PJKA to the management of PT Inka on 29th August 1981. The date was later designated as the anniversary of PT Inka. A year later, the company began producing carriages, and in 1985, the company also began producing trains. In 1987, for the first time, the company assembled electric railway trains. We end today in history with the commemoration of the International Day Against Nuclear Tests. The International Day Against Nuclear Tests is commemorated every 29th August. The day was agreed upon and endorsed by the United Nations General Assembly on 2 December 2009. The purpose of this commemoration is to end nuclear testing to prevent adverse and harmful effects on human life and health. Many people want the world to be free of nuclear weapons. The first International Day Against Nuclear Tests was held in 2010. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Waktu tak mau
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on youth's growing role in conservation. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry during the National Nature Conservation Day 2024 highlighted the role of youth in natural conservation effort, not only for ecosystem preservation, but also for sustainable development. The year's National Nature Conservation Day was themed Nature Conservation Actualization in the Young Generation with the slogan Youth for Sustainable Nature. Director General for Natural Resources and Ecosystem Conservation, Satyawan Pudiatmoko, conveyed that the theme meant conservation did not focus only on the preservation of flora, fauna, and biodiversity, but also on its impact toward regional development, people welfare, education, young generation, as well as eco-friendly attitude, mentality, and culture. Satyawan Pudiatmoko also conveyed that the young generation plays an important role in preserving natural resources and its ecosystem. Therefore, he said, it needs a platform according to their interests and talents. He wished young generation can be a conservation agents that will pass on the natural resources conservation and its ecosystem in the future. Earlier in July 2024, when the National Nature Conservation Day 2024 was opened, Satyawan said the young dominated the Indonesian population, namely 154 million lives. According to Satyawan, the data show that the direction of Indonesia's development and culture, including the future natural reserve, is decided by the current young generation of the country. Specifically, he highlighted the millennials and Gen Z who have better access and adaptation to technology. The two generations are also more open in learning new stuff. That character is the indicator of Indonesian people's culture condition in the future. The National Nature Conservation Day is commemorated every 10th August. The year there was a conservation exhibition in Boyolali, Central Java from 27th to 29th August 2024. The National Nature Conservation Day aims to protect the continuity between nature conservation activity and making natural conservation as part of their personality and national culture. Well, listener, that's My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
katakan jika rasa tak untukku agar aku
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Banggai Island Regency is one of the regencies in Central Sulawesi. Unlike other regencies in the province, which are united with Sulawesi Island, the Banggai Island region along with Banggai Laut actually consists of cluster of islands. The regency is blessed with stunning natural beauty, one of which is Lake Paisupok. Why is it stunning? Because this lake has water that is so clear as glass, making it possible to see the bottom of the lake. No wonder the locals often nickname Lake Paisupok the Mirror Lake. Paisupok Lake is located in Lukpanenteng Village. If you travel from the city center, you must travel about 3 kilometers to Lukpanenteng and then continue the journey to Paisupok Lake from 10 to 15 minutes on foot. To enter Paisupok Lake, you have to pay a ticket of about 10,000 rupiah or 65 US cent. While arriving at Paisupok Lake, you will immediately feel the freshness of the air. The lake is surrounded by lush forests, which makes the air and scenery so refreshing. Paisupok Lake has a depth of about 5 to 15 meters. You are allowed to swim in the lake, but you must be careful. Apart from swimming, you can also snorkel or dive to enjoy the fresh water and the beauty of the lake bed. In addition, you can also relax on the edge of the lake while enjoying the natural beauty. You can also enjoy the natural scenery around Lake Paisupok by taking a boat. Don't forget to explore Lukpanenteng Village and get to know the culture of the Sea Sea tribe, the indigenous tribe of the Banggai region. Lake Paisupok is equipped with toilets and changing rooms. Gazebos are also available to be rented as a place to relax. The manager also provides open land on the lake's edge as a camping ground.
Separuh langkahku saat ini berjalan tanpa terhenti. Hidupku bagaikan keringnya dunia, tandus tak ada cinta. Hatiku mencari cinta ini sampai ku temukan yang sejati. Walau sampai letihku kan mencarinya, seorang yang ku cinta.
ku patah hati, lelah hati menunggu cinta yang selamatkan hidupku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, September 17 in Indonesia is celebrated as the National Transportation Day. This year's National Transportation Day carries the theme Advanced Transportation for the New Archipelago. The theme means the spirit of collaboration and synergy with all stakeholders in transportation. That the achievements of the last 10 years can be successful because of the cooperation and involvement from all parties. To welcome the 2024 National Transportation Day, the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation held a transport exhibition and travel fair, Hub Space. This event aims to introduce more closely to the public about integrated transportation in Indonesia, especially mass transportation, which can support mobility. This year's 2024 Hub Space presents a variety of exciting events. There's a Hub Expo, an exhibition that will showcase the Ministry of Transportation's journey in connecting the Indonesian archipelago through an efficient, effective, and accessible public transport system for all levels of society. You can walk around the expo arena and talk directly with relevant parties who know in depth about transport services in the country. In addition, there are Hub Talks, in which visitors have talk sessions and discussions related to the Indonesian government's achievements in transportation. This inspiring and insightful talk session will also bring together experts and members of transport communities across the country. This year, Hub Awards are also held, an awarding session to individuals, communities, and institutions that have contributed greatly to the development of transport connectivity in Indonesia. This year, 2024 Hubspace will award the best regency that have committed and contributed to the advancement of transportation and connectivity development in Indonesia. Cadets with achievements and government staffs with good personality. There's also an interesting hub travel or travel fair, which is ready to present various promos and discounts on cheap tickets for those of you who like to travel or need a vacation soon to Indonesia. You can also find promos from tourism boards, hotels, travel attractions, travel agents, and OTAs. At 2024 Hubspace, there's also a fashion show, coloring, and dance competitions for children, as well as special performances from local musicians. That was Miss Lim.
Yang salah mengira senja bukan tentang kopi, lagu indi dan cerita ku kasih tahu kepadamu. Senja adalah hadiah pejalan kaki menjemput maghribnya. Selalu setiap derita ku kan ada, selalu untukmu temani setiap derita, menjadi pelukan ternyaman untukmu. Sampai hidup ini tidur selalu tak tenang, pagi selalu menyiksa, semua akan baik saja, sebab Tuhan telah berjanji setelah sampai ada kamu dan kita.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I will discuss a song from Ada Band. Ada Band is a music group from Jakarta that was officially formed by Dika and Krishna in 1996. The initial personnel consisted of Ibrahim Imran, or Baim, as a lead vocalist and guitar, Krishna Balagita as pianist, keyboard and backing vocals, Iso Edi Himawarso as keyboard, synthesizer and backing vocals, Suryandika Syedibrata as bassist and backing vocals, and E.L. Ritonga as drummer. The first album was released in 1997, entitled Seharusnya or It Should Be, featuring the main song of the same title, making Ada Band quite well known to the public. After a 2-year hiatus in 1999, Ada Band released a second album entitled Peradaban 20s or Civilization 20s. This album gave birth to a market successful song and sold 200,000 copies. Namely, this song written by Baim tells about a romantic relationship based on lies because one of the two lovers does not have a sense of love. Listener, this is Ada Band with Ah. Happy listening.
Dalam kata selalu berdusta, hampa tiada.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma, signing out. Bye for now.